Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, we shine the spotlight on the controversy over refugee resettlement in the city of Eau Claire and Eau Claire County, as the Eau Claire County Board this past Tuesday failed to pass a resolution regarding that refugee resettlement. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The resolution in question failed to pass the Eau Claire County Board on an 18-9 vote on Tuesday evening. The resolution recommended that prior to the relocation of 75 refugees, that the evangelical Christian organization World Relief is looking to bring to the city, that that organization would have had to arrange an independent economic study regarding cost to taxpayers, which would then be reviewed by the county board. Again, it was turned down. Nonetheless, we're going to take a little bit of time on this Christmas Eve to hear some of the testimony, both pro and con, that was offered up that night, starting with Joan Miller of Eau Claire, who supported the resolution, supported the idea that the group World Relief should have to provide an independent economic study regarding the cost of the refugees to taxpayers.
Many of us are here tonight due to the refugee settlement and understand the problems associated with the settlement didn't start here with Eau Claire County. It was initiated by the unelected Eau Claire city manager, and the city council wouldn't listen to the public and refused to take corrective action. Previously working in law enforcement, I have a lot of respect for laws and the intent behind them. Laws and regulations are set in place for the proper function of government and society. U.S. Code Title 8, 1522 covers refugee settlement, put in place so governments and agencies can work closely, planning and networking, providing a more successful transition for refugees and the accepting community. Title 8 can be easily found online or in tonight's agenda.
Joan Miller contends the Eau Claire County Board and the citizens of Eau Claire are most affected by the plan to help 75 refugees resettle in Eau Claire. And Miller is critical of the fact that the Eau Claire County Board was never consulted.
World Relief and the city manager entered the voluntary agreement that affects communities within 100 miles, yet our adjacent counties were also left in the dark, some likely still unaware. And refugees are said to start arriving January. You'll be looking at economic development and the budget yet this evening. Since no impact study has been done, how do you plan for the costs? And what about the Health and Human Services Department? I've learned from attending a couple of the World Relief information sessions that the definition of a refugee becoming self-sufficient includes applying for and receiving welfare or government assistance. Are you prepared for this? Some of you want to welcome the refugees to Eau Claire. That's a noble pursuit, but the ends don't justify the means. My son is an Eagle Scout. In opening each court of honor, the young men would give the scout sign and each describe a point of the scout law. Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly. Goes through all 12 of them and then give a definition. And one of those states, if you feel a law is unjust, work to change it in an orderly manner rather than violate the law or your conscience. Be an example to the scouts and your...
Can you wrap up, please?
Yes. We can't pick and choose which laws we want to obey. As leaders, you are needed to take the stand. Please sign the resolution tonight, placing a halt on the settlement until the city and World Relief do their due diligence and follow the law.
That was Joan Miller of Eau Claire this past Tuesday night at the Eau Claire County Board, the public hearing portion that preceded the vote on the resolution that ultimately was turned down on a vote of 18-9. Someone with the same last name, Joshua Miller, opposed the resolution.
I'd like to take a look at the resolution here tonight. It looks very technical. Looking at it, there are six whereas clauses. The first four refer to what has been mentioned already, Title 8 of U.S. Code Section 1522. Section 15222 is just instructions for how the federal director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement is supposed to conduct refugee resettlement. Nothing there applies to any local governments. There's no rule in there on how the city or the county is supposed to do that. The Federal Refugee Resettlement Office runs the show, and all of this, the four whereases, apply to a federal director. Nothing applies to the county. The fifth whereas implies that the city or World Relief has been holding back information. World Relief had two public sessions. Tons of great information were given, and they went over everything. They have been very forthcoming. Last week, they're at the library. They're having training sessions on people who want to volunteer and help refugees. I'm going to go to one in January and find out all about it. They are very open. So it's implied that they're hiding information, and they are not. Now, the final whereas claims to be concerned about how 75 people will affect the quality of life in a county with over 100,000 people. That is one refugee for every 1,400 people in Eau Claire County. I'm not too concerned. But if you want some more reassurance, there's good news in that often cited section 1522. Section E is titled Cash Assistance and Medical Assistance to Refugees. And it says that if a refugee refuses employment, a job interview, job training, or language training, their federal cash assistance, their lifeline, will be revoked. They have every reason to try very hard to get a job and be self-sufficient. I mean, the incentive for self-sufficiency is baked right there in the law. I don't know if people who put this resolution forward had read all of 1522. I did, and it's right there. But in summary, over the past 2 years, 1,800 people have moved to the city of Eau Claire. That's over 24 times the number of people that are becoming refugees. How many resolutions were passed to study the impact analysis of these 1,800 people that moved to Eau Claire? Zero. None. Why is World Relief and their 75 refugees being singled out for extra scrutiny? Why would these refugees be seen as impacting the quality of life in a way that somebody from Menominee, somebody from Minneapolis, somebody from Florida doesn't? I'm not going to guess why. But this resolution is harmful to the spirit of the city and the county. It is unnecessary, and its motives seem suspect. I advise the board to scrap it and just make some phone calls to World Relief or the city. You don't have to pass a resolution to get the information you need. If you pass this, it says that we're a place that does not welcome people who may be different than ourselves. Refugees have been forced to flee their country because of violence and persecution.
Please, they can't go back home.
I'm finishing up here. They desperately want a new life, and I welcome them and hope they find happiness here. Therefore, I strongly oppose this resolution. Thank you.
Joshua Miller of Eau Claire opposing the resolution that was defeated by the Eau Claire County Board regarding refugee resettlement this past Tuesday night, defeated on an 18-9 vote. Meanwhile, Eau Claire resident Gary Marine gave his public hearing testimony in English and began his expressed support of the resolution by saying,
I wanted to do this presentation in a foreign language to give the county board a feel for what I feel is going to be a major issue with this refugee group coming into town. I've worked in public schools all of my life, and I'm concerned for the public school teachers, secretaries, principals, playground supervisors, cooks, everyone who's going to have to work with these families who don't speak the language. As a superintendent of schools for many years, I would be concerned about trying to find interpreters. I don't think we have a large pool of interpreters available for the schools, for the clinics, for the government offices, etc. I'm concerned for my friends and your friends and neighbors who work in the public agencies who are going to have to deal with this. I'm concerned for my elderly friends who are on fixed incomes, who are going to have to provide the resources that are going to be necessary to provide the services for these people. And I'm concerned for the young people who are working, not on fixed incomes, but trying to raise a family with the current economic situation. And their taxes are going to go up because they're going to have to support another group of people that, as Chris Connell pointed out, is going to be a growing group demanding more and more resources. Those are my primary concerns. I support the resolution because I oppose the resettlement initiative.
countering Gary Marine's support of the Eau Claire County Board refugee resolution this past Tuesday night. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge.
This is all just the latest in a campaign to undermine the efforts to welcome refugees and really all to Eau Claire. I would just like to take a minute to walk you through the history of this campaign of fear-mongering and xenophobia. Just as World Relief started having information sessions on their work about end of October, I received an email. And this email, the basis of the email was all about how to keep people out of Eau Claire County. It was about how they had stopped refugees from coming to a nearby county and how they can do it again. You just have to show up to the next meeting that next night. So the basis of that email is to keep people out. That there was a meeting at the VFW that next night that hosted anti-immigration speakers from Minnesota. I didn't attend this meeting, but I heard snippets of the meeting, the people that were there, and all I heard, what I did hear was false information soaked in fear. World Relief held another information session at the public library. Protesters blocked the sidewalk to the library, holding signs that were anti-refugee and other provocative things. Soon after, there were protesters at City Hall during one of our meetings with the same inflammatory signs. Protesters' public comments centered on assumptions about a certain ethnic group. They were also disruptive in our meeting. There was an anti-immigration and anti-refugee rally in early November in which the organizers stated, "Loving one's neighbor means defending and protecting the Christian culture in our nation and in our community." This is what they said at the anti-immigration, anti-refugee rally. A group of extremists also put their money together to buy a billboard to put up false and xenophobic messages. They included my phone number on there, implying that city tax dollars will be going to this effort and that we can give consent to World Relief. Both of these things are incorrect and false. And now tonight we have the county board resolution that demands this organization do an economic impact study and answer to the county board. We don't demand these economic impact studies for other organizations and businesses that bring people to Eau Claire. And so why is the county board targeting this one organization? I think we know why. Again, this resolution is the latest in trying to keep people out of Eau Claire. However, Eau Claire welcomes all, and no matter where you're from, we are glad you're here, and we welcome you in the future.
Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge's last comment, we welcome you in the future. Somewhat concisely, Nelson Gibbon, a Eau Claire resident, expressed his support for the resolution, saying,
"The only thing I believe I'm hearing is that they're not following the rule. The city of Eau Claire is not following the proper procedure that's in place to make sure this is properly vetted. And that's all I ask, is just, hey, there's rules there for a reason. Follow them."
And finally, John Wagner says he's lived in Eau Claire for 38 years, and he explains why he opposed the resolution.
"I'm a Christian, and I'm shocked and dismayed at the implications of the resolution to require World Relief to arrange for an independent impact study regarding costs to taxpayers prior to relocation of refugees. The implication of this request is an affront to the moral foundations of our country. The refugees in question are legal. They're part of our country's commitment to inviting people of all races and ethnic backgrounds to share in and contribute to a free, safe, and open society, which we still have in this country. I should not have to remind you that unless you are Native American, all of your ancestors immigrated to the United States, and they all provided generations of hardworking citizens that contributed to the growth and prosperity of our country. Unfortunately, today we live in a country of political division, but we must not lose our moral responsibility to care for those less fortunate than ourselves. I and many others from local churches and faith-based organizations in this region plan to meet that responsibility by welcoming and supporting these refugees as our neighbors. We are better when we are all better We are better when we are all better. I urge the county board to vote no this resolution.
John Wagner, one of those opposing the resolution before the Eau Claire County Board this past Tuesday night, a resolution that was defeated on an 18-9 vote, a resolution that would have recommended that the prior location of the 75 refugees prior to that happening, that World Relief, the evangelical Christian organization in question, would have had to conduct an independent economic study regarding cost to taxpayers, which then would have been reviewed by the county board. But again, the county board voting it down, thumbs down on an 18-9 vote. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.